You're listening to SBS News.
Proposed new laws could change the way people vote at the next federal election. Instead of simply providing their name and address, voters would be asked to present a form of identity. If they have no identification, someone who does can vouch for them. Alternatively, a voter can cast what's being called a declaration vote. It seems simple, but it's an issue that's being hotly debated. Here's the Prime Minister.
It's not an earth-shattering proposal that when you go to vote, that you should be able to say you are who you are and provide some form of identification to support that. That's an important protection for our democracy.
The government says the new law is designed to prevent voter fraud. For example, people voting multiple times. It has happened, but not very often. At the last election, around 2,000 people were marked off the electoral roll more than once from around 15 million voters. Of those, 24 were investigated by police and there were no prosecutions. Labor and the Greens are fiercely opposed to the move, worried that certain groups will be unable to vote because they are less likely to have ID, like remote Indigenous voters. Northern Territory Labor Senator Malandiri McCarthy says First Nations people are already underrepresented on the electoral roll.
If the enrolment of First Nations people across the country is around 70-76%, then shouldn't that be where the focus is? Not on deterring people from getting to the voting booths.
The key to passing the legislation lies with the Senate crossbench. Under normal circumstances, the government needs the support of three. It's already secured votes from One Nation Senators Pauline Hanson and Malcolm Roberts, so just needs one more to push the bill through. Independent Senator Rex Patrick says he's against it, but Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie and South Australian Senator Stirling Griff say they are still undecided. It's prompted First Nations groups to launch a late attempt to sway their crucial votes. Speaking to SBS World News from outside Senator Griff's office in South Australia, Theresa Rowe from the Aboriginal Peak Organisations of the NT says the meeting was constructive.
We had a really good reception with Senator Griff, so we're trying to encourage them to really consider some of these issues. It's because these issues aren't just for the Northern Territory, they're for remote communities around Australia, the APY lands, North Queensland, Northwest Australia, remote New South Wales. So this is going to affect vulnerable Aboriginal people throughout Australia.
Rogue government senators, though, could also stand in the government's way. As Senator Patrick explains, two Liberal senators are threatening to withhold their vote because they don't agree with vaccine mandates.
There's also an additional problem for the government in that two Liberal senators have indicated they won't be supporting government legislation over the next couple of weeks, and that's Senator Antic and Senator Rennick. And I guess if they stand true to their word, it will make it highly problematic for the government.
There is a possibility this bill could be pushed through before Christmas, just in time for a federal election, which needs to happen by May. Not only would it present a major change to the way elections are conducted, it could also affect the vote in crucial marginal seats. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.